York Region is planning to grant its police force a 4.6% budget increase, but council questioned whether they need to increase it. Council members expressed concern about the data on crime in the community during a meeting December 7. While many areas of crime were down this year, a 59.1% annualized spike in motor vehicle thefts, something council members said they were getting calls about, prompted discussion about adding more staffing. Newmarket Deputy Mayor Tom Vegg said multiple car thefts in his neighborhood have garnered community concern. "There's a feeling that crime is perhaps even worse than it actually is," Vegg said, adding that department costs being relatively low to other forces is very, very impressive, but another way is to look at it as perhaps we're starving our force. The police budget is at $450.4 million, an $18 million increase from last year. That increase is largely dedicated to staffing, with $12.3 million to negotiated wage increases and $2.4 million for new staffing. The force plans to hire 46 additional positions, including 21 frontline officers. York Regional Police highlighted how the budget compares to other large municipalities. Its per capita cost was the lowest of 10 major comparator municipalities: Toronto, Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, Peel, Ottawa, Peel, Montreal, Durham and Winnipeg, while being the third lowest on the crime severity index. Police Chief Jim McSween spotlighted many crime reduction initiatives and efforts to improve the force, with funding $2 million for member wellness, $11 million for training and $8.3 million for recruitment initiatives. McSween said the budget was developed as a balanced approach that addresses the challenges that your police service faces. But councillors suggested the proposed increase should be greater. Vaughan Mayor Stephen Del Duca said his office is getting calls every day about motor vehicle theft and that it is an issue likely to soon be seen elsewhere, if not already. "Nobody likes excessive tax increases," Del Duca said, but added that he is prepared to go door to door to ask for more funding for community safety. "We need to do more." The police force is planning comparable increases in future years, with a tentative outlook of a $17.5 million increase for 2025 and then a $18.2 million increase for 2026. But in response to the comments, McSween said the budget reflects what the police force believes it needs as of now. But he said all police forces face recruitment challenges, and there could be a bigger ask down the road. He said an issue comes with police tied up dealing with calls, with far less time to be proactive. "We know police visibility is one of the best crime prevention tools," he said. "We have to keep our foot on the pedal, making sure we address these issues in the community where people are feeling less safe." York Region Chair and CEO Wayne Emerson said the police board and staff work together to ensure a proper budget. "We did add more police officers in this time, in this budget, than we have previously because it's needed," Emerson said. "I can assure you the board does this and goes through very thoroughly to make sure we have the right amount of funding."